What?
Highlight of your day.
You know what? I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I cannot wait to see the same guys I've been seeing the last 5 years, day in and day out, asking the most amazing thought-out questions.
No, last night, one of the commentators was claiming that Jason Pierre-Paul is the greatest pass rusher in the NFL. Do you take offense to that at all, or is that just part of being the talking heads?
They got to talk about something. Of all time, there's only one greatest pass rusher of all time, and that's Bruce Smith because he has 200 sacks. So, more power to him. But, it is what it is. My record, my numbers speak for themselves. I just go out there and try to be the best I can be that day. So, he's a good player, though. So, I think Marcus Ware might have a leg up on him, though.
Joe, we were just talking to Adrian, of course, and you've watched him for a while. What do you see when you see him in practice? Can you tell? Can you get a feel for him?
Same thing we always see. Guy works hard, runs the ball hard, and, good teammates. So, all that, I'm not his body, obviously, so I'm sure he'll be fine, and he's ready to go. But, we see the same thing out of him day in and day out.
What's it like for you right now, 72 hours before starting a new season? What's in your head this time of this day each year when you're getting ready to go?
Get through this full padded practice we got, so that's about it. I try to take one day at a time. it's just excitement. It's a process. Football season's kind of redundant week to week. It's almost like Groundhog Day from the standpoint. It's just same schedule, different face on the board. But so for me, it's just breaking down film, getting myself ready. First game is always exciting just because it's the first game. Tempo is going to get picked up a little bit. But we're trying to win football games, and we have an opportunity to do that. They got a good team. They run the ball well, and we got to stop the run and try to get after the quarterback. It's the same game plan week in, week out. But so, just excited.
You start digging up kind of that feeling toward the end of last year that as an example of we do not want to be in this situation again under any circumstances.
It's terrible. Obviously, we're not in the business of losing. We don't like to lose. So, and you try to demonstrate that throughout the week by your preparation. And I think so far we've been preparing well. But each guy, we got a young team. They got to figure out what it takes for them to get ready game day. And and hopefully we can simulate that kind of through practice so they can get a feel for it. So come Sunday, that there's not a whole lot of mistakes for lack of knowing as far as what the tempo and what the game day is going to be like. So other than that, we got enough guys on this team that have been there before plenty of times, and we're gonna go out there and play some football and have some fun.
How challenging will it be for you to have patience with so much youth around?
It's not so much patience, I think, you have to worry about. At the end of the day, this is a business. We're in the business of winning football games, and everybody gets paid to do their job. Maybe the coaches have to have patience with them and stuff like that. But, we have one expectation, one standard, and, coaches stress that. And I'm a firm believer that if people drop below that standard and they can't get back up there, you find someone else that can do it. This isn't college. You're not on scholarship no more. Nobody has to play. So, it's not only it's a lack of patience and stuff like that. If you're having problems, you're going to figure itself out. And it's the NFL, and you'll find someone to do the job. So I think guys know that, and they're working hard. And so, for me, I think it's kind of coach has been stressing that. He takes that out of our hands for this fact that he lets people know we're not in this to build. We're in this to win right now.
Jared, you know what it's like to rehab an injury in the offseason. As a professional and a competitor, what kind of appreciation do you have for the way that Adrian has come back and put himself in position to play?
It's phenomenal. I've never had to deal with a major injury, thank God. But I think, anytime your season doesn't end the way you want it to end, whether it's injury, whether it's losses, whatever it is, whether it's a down year, that's more motivation to prepare. That kind of drive, and that's how Adrian's a true competitor. He has that drive. He has that will to be the best. And obviously his season ended before he wanted it to last year, and his work just shows for itself. The guy's he's jacked. He's awesome.
Jared, you guys expect to see a lot of Jones Drew.
Absolutely. He's a third down back. Yeah, right. I expect to see him. Maybe he won't start, but the second play he'll probably be in, right? He's a good running back. He really is. I played against him in Kansas City. I think we played against him once here. He's a combination of he can run through people, he can run around them, and he's shifty. And he gets lost in the line. He can be hard to find sometimes. So we're gonna have our hands full, but we're up for the challenge. We're trying to get back our predominant run defense. We're trying to get back to the top the top of the rush defense. So, you know, it's a good challenge, and we're excited for it. You know, hopefully they're forced. We can force them out of running situations. You know, if we can be good on first and second down, force the ball into Gabbert's hands, then we can do some things, and we won't have to see Jones do so much.
You guys always talk about stopping the run and establishing the run on offense, stopping it on defense as being the key. And it seems like, from the outside anyway, it seems like that's changed, that it's become a much more pass-oriented offense. I mean, three teams that had the worst run offense in the league made the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is, but I think, you know, I think either you're trying to force them to be one-sided. In the run game, if an offense can be balanced, it is very hard to play defense, because then you have no feel of what are they going to do. And if a team's rushing the ball on you, I mean, they're going to control the clock, you know, time of possession, you have a much lesser chance of making a game-changing play from the defensive side standpoint as far as sack, force, fumble, you know, interception, stuff like that. So, but again, I think it's just the balance attack, and that's why, you know, for us, football, as much as the perception has changed, and it has, and people, you know, they pass the ball more and they use the intermediate to check down pass as a part of the run game, but football is still, if a team can run the ball on you, it's demoralizing, and it just takes the wind right out of your sails.
Want to give us a number? Set an over-under on sack total for this year?
I never do. Honestly, every year I go out and just get as many as they let me have. You know, as many as it takes to win games. And, you know, like I said, I was blessed last year. The good Lord blessed me. And if he does it again this year, I'll be there to hopefully take him down. So I just try to prepare and do the best I can. I think, you know, you start setting, you know, numbers for yourself. You're setting yourself up for failure if you don't reach them. But, you know, for me, the most important thing is just not to leave plays on the field. So that's how I approach every year, is I go back and I see how many plays did I leave on the field that I could make. And, you know, my goal is always be consistent year in and year out, and just how my team win games.
Two more for Jared.
What sorts of things can you do with a young quarterback that maybe you can't do with a veteran quarterback?
Certain thing. I guess, you know, you can take more shots. I don't know. I mean, as far as disguise and stuff like that, I mean, in this day and age, you got to assume they're preparing as well. You know what I mean? I think Gabbert, he was a first-round pick, so you got to assume he's intelligent enough to be a first-round pick, right? But there's some things you can do, just, I guess, you know, probably scheme-wise, and just, you know, hopefully you can get into a guy's head, maybe. Maybe he'll feel pressure a little more than a vet will. A vet that's been hit, you know, 100 times, you know, whatever. You know, Brett Favre could care less about getting hit. You know, just throw a hook shot and be an 80-yard touchdown. But you don't really think about that, honestly. It comes down to, like we say, we have to create the game to be one-sided. And, you know, we'd obviously rather have it one-sided, the ball in his hands, over, you know, Jones-Drew, because right. Jones-Drew's proven that he can be an effective back in this league and make people pay. So, again, that's our game plan doesn't change much. It's stop the run and get after the quarterback.
Thanks, Drew.
No problem, guys.
Thanks, Drew.
Have a good one.